This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen here as well. Now, Doug is actually out this week. He's on vacation, vacationing in Italy, because that's just how fancy he is. He'll be back next week. In the meantime, we hold down the fort, ladies, and the wee. You heard there's Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, making sure everything runs nice and smooth for Dougie while he's gone. Now, ladies, there's a group of stories that have presented itself and maybe caught my attention, because I live in California. And, gosh, two, three days ago in Riverside, California, there was a story about a parent going in and holding a teacher hostage for several hours. Now, thankfully, no one was hurt. He was arrested and everything is okay. But there are now stories about some really bad behavior involving teachers that have caught my attention. I wanted to see if you had heard about these headlines making news today. A California middle school music teacher was arrested last week on the suspicion of having a 3-year-long sexual relationship with a student. Now, we've heard that story before, but here's the twist. Then the teacher blackmailed the victim with nude photographs. Samuel Niep is 34. He started the relationship with this teacher while he was a middle school student. He was 13 years old. It continued for 3 years. Authorities found out about the alleged relationship after Niep allegedly threatened to post nude photos of the victim. The alleged threat prompted an investigation by San Jose Police Department's Internet Crimes Against Children and Child Exploitation Detail. People where you work. That's a mouthful. It's unclear whether the student or someone else reported Niep to authorities, but Niep used his position of authority to exploit the victim into a sexual relationship. He was detained on Friday and is being held in Santa Clara County Jail without bail on suspicions of sexual acts with a minor under 14. Now, this happens at the same time that another headline has a 60-year-old grandmother sneaking into Pleasure Ridge Park High School in Louisville and distributing stolen nude photos depicting her son's ex-girlfriend, according to police. Frances Joyce Bailey entered the school on October 18th by following a couple of students who had buzzed into the building. Police charged that Bailey threw the nude photos on the floor of the girls' restroom, then exited the school and tossed more of the photos on the ground near the school parking lot. Bailey took the photos from her son's phone without his consent. The woman appearing in the nudes, whose son attends the high school, had recently filed an emergency protective order against Bailey's son, according to the news. Police said photos were found by underage students. I mean, unbelievable stuff here. Stories of adults, of teachers, even worse yet, behaving like children. And this isn't the first thing. With the advent of social media, it has allowed a lot of parents, grandparents in this story, to have all access to the lives of their children. And it seems to they've been using it against them.
That's crazy. Ugh. Like, school isn't safe. I mean, Walmart's not safe. It's just, I need the mind-blown emoji. I need to use it. I haven't used it yet. I think I could use it now.
These stories are, you'd think that the school should be a safe place. We always it hurts a lot more when we hear about bad things happening. School shootings, obviously, these are some of the most horrendous attacks that we can get as part of we can get from the news, that we can hear, that we can see happening around us. But schools are supposed to be a safe place. That's why we have these gut-wrenching reactions when these tragedies happen. It seems like you have so much to worry about as a kid that you don't need to be worrying about these adult predators that mm-hmm. aren't just waiting for you outside the school. They're mothers of people you're dating. They're teachers. These are, I mean, they're just, it's amazing to think about the scope of all of the threats now surrounding our young people as they go off to school.
And it's so sad because I feel like from my personal experience at school, your teachers can be some of the best influences on you. The things that they teach you and the way that they hold themselves. And, you know, there are still teachers that I had in elementary and middle school that I think of now, and they were some of the greatest, you know, in addition to my parents and my relatives, some of the greatest influences in my life. And to think that a middle school girl was forced into a sexual relationship with an adult male, or that some innocent girl, and, you know, obviously she had a relationship and she sent nudes to this boy, but you never think that their parent or their grandparent is going to come into the school and just leave those photos around for everyone to see. It's just, yeah, you know, it must be extraordinarily frustrating when you're a kid and the people that you're supposed to be learning from and, you know, respecting are acting more childish than you are. It's like, God, how do you learn to be an adult in a responsible situation when your parents and grandparents are acting that way? It's just, I can't imagine anyone thinking that that's an appropriate response or thinking that that's a way to teach the youth right now. It's just, that's insane. I don't even know how to react. Did anything like that ever happen in your schools when you were growing up? Because I'm trying to think of instances in my high school, and I can't think of anything like that.
I really think it has more to do with the fact that, I mean, there was technology. I mean, I'm not that old, but we didn't have, not every kid had a cell phone. I mean, when I was in high school, it was like the brick phone. You were just starting to get the flip phone. It wasn't like everybody was sending pictures of themselves, which I think is a whole new element of stress that probably, I'd say Kara specifically, just because you're the youngest of our group, maybe that followed you around high school a bit more, people sending pictures back and forth. But to answer your question, Kara, I know on my campus there was a just stories that would circulate, not necessarily photographic evidence, but we'd hear stories about things that happened to girls when they had too much to drink at a party, or I think probably the biggest scandal that rocked my school and actually involved Gloria Allred, which was kind of funny. She's one of the famous high-powered attorneys, is that this girl, and I had actually gone to grade school with her as well as high school, she got pregnant, and as I went to Catholic school for all 12 years, and she wanted to stay in school, and the archdiocese had asked her to leave because she had violated the policy. Actually, she wasn't pregnant. She wanted to get married. That's what it was. So she wasn't pregnant. She wanted to get married at 16 years old. Ooh. And the Catholic school said, well, look, you can, but you can't stay in the school if you choose to get married. And she took this thing to court. Gloria Allred was fighting for her. It was a really bizarre situation that she ended up having to leave because it was a private institution that could decide if they wanted to allow their students to get married at 16 years old. Very bizarre stuff. And the guy she was marrying was like 35. It was gross.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did they get married?
Oh, sure. Yeah. She left the school and they got married.
Wow.
Wow.
Were her parents still around?
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
So, and they were okay with it?
Yeah.
That's just so bizarre.
They signed off on it. They had to give her permission because she wasn't of the legal age yet.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
and it was a story that got actually national headlines at the time because she was on all the talk shows. I think like Jenny Jones and Montel and all this talking about why she wanted to marry this guy. And so crazy. Jeez. All right. Snoop Dogg. In a whole bit of trouble, his controversial new album cover out. We'll tell you about it next. It's the DJ V Show at 16 minutes past the hour.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big and take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, men's vests are just $14.39, juniors' boots are $27.99, and mini kitchen electrics are only $10.39. Plus, only at Kohl's, get Kohl's cash to spend on your next purchase. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy, get joy. This Saturday only at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 1st to 7th with promo code Frosty20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us, and that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show, and Snoop Dogg, ladies, in a little bit of hot water. Uh-oh. From some critics who are upset. His new album photo appears to show Donald Trump as a corpse. He posted a photo on Wednesday promoting his new album called Make America Crip Again. Okay, Snoop Dogg going for it here. The image features what appears to be President Trump's dead body draped in a flag. The Instagram post, which appears to have been since removed, showed the rapper with the cup in his hand standing over a cadaver with the toe tag reading Trump. The image mirrors that of Ice Cube's 1991 album Death Certificate, in which the dead body is tagged Uncle Sam. So what do you think about this? Are we going too far here when we're doing, is this just art? Number one, I guess that would be the first response. It's just art to do an album cover with a dead president wrapped in a flag on the front. Or is this going too far and disrespecting the highest office in the land?
I mean, I just think that I think we're getting to the point now where we're starting to censor art, and that's you know, people want to go out and be white supremacists, and they want to march and rally and say it's my First Amendment right. Well, this is his First Amendment right, you know, and this is his freedom of speech. Is it in good taste? No, but you know, it's like the Kathy Griffin thing. Was that in poor taste? Absolutely. But did she have a right to do it? Yeah, I believe she did. So I just think that there's a weird thing happening with, if you're anti-Trump and you're on, you know, and you're on the left and you're making these statements, whether it's an album cover or a piece of art or a photo shoot or whatever, and that's being deemed horrific, but then on the left we're allowing like this alt-right kind of stuff happening, and we're protecting their freedom of speech. So You got to pick one or the other, I think.
Well, I think to be consistent, and look, I would just ask this question for thought. If someone did this, if Brad Paisley, I'm not saying he would do this, released an album cover with a dead Obama on the front of it, I think people would go nuts about it. But you're right, freedom of speech, I protect him. The market will decide if they want to buy this new album from Snoop Dogg. It's 20 past the hour, DJV show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug's out on vacation. Jen Victoria Cara holding down the fort. And this big news, guys, because I think that it was maybe only a year ago, and admittedly, life blends by, you know, it goes by fast. But it was about a year ago that Lady Gaga broke up with her boyfriend, Taylor Kinney, who they were super in love. They were going to get married, and then all of a sudden they just weren't, and they were going to stay friends and see if they could maybe make it work out. Lady Gaga started dating a guy named Christian Carino, and apparently these two are engaged now. Victoria, what's the story?
That's apparently what this is the story that's coming out now from all media outlets, that it seems to be official. Lady Gaga and Christian are engaged. They apparently secretly got engaged over the summer, and after he asked her father for permission, and because of her current health state, she's had this, you know, chronic battle with fibromyalgia, and she's had to cancel her European tour. She's been in and out of the hospital. She's in a lot of pain, and she's been, you know, very vocal about that. So I guess that they're not really planning a wedding right now, and maybe they had talked about getting engaged, and then he decided to pop the question when she was, you know, maybe going through a rough time. I'm not sure. The details of the engagement have not been released, but apparently, yeah, I mean, I know Kara and I were fans of Lady Gaga with Taylor Kinney, but I guess it's too late for that. What I'm curious to see is, I wonder what the ring looks like, because did you ever see a picture of the ring Taylor Kinney gave Lady Gaga?
Was it gigantic?
It was like a diamond bonnet. It was like the size of her head, and it was I would love a diamond bonnet. It was a big, big heart-shaped diamond that I think was about like 16 carats or something. So It was a beautiful heart. So we'll
I'm
see
always
what
amazed by all like. These actors and singers and stuff that like I don't think are that popular or that well known, and yet they can buy like 16 karat diamonds.
I know, right?
I guess they must have a little bit more cash than I realized.
Because Taylor Kinney, I mean, he's not like a household name. I mean, he's got a great gig on Chicago Fire, but I can't. I mean, he's not like burning it up like George Clooney.
Right. Right. I think that there are a lot of, in her case, it's a famous diamond now because we all know about it. So I think there's a lot of discounts happening.
A lot of people want to donate that diamond.
Yeah, exactly.
Deeply discount it.
Yeah.
It's like on The Bachelor, you know, they always have that diamond right.
Right.
All right.
Right, exactly. So, and you are right. I mean, they apparently, if they got engaged this summer, then July of 2016 is when Taylor and Lady Gaga broke up. So it was exactly a year later she got engaged to somebody
else.
I wonder if
it's because this Christian guy has been, like, this year has been pretty hard for her health-wise. I wonder if it's because he's been there for her during that time, and it's been a lot more emotional and stressful, that maybe it kind of bonded them a lot quicker. I still think that a year is a very fast time to get engaged, but who knows?
And he's also her agent.
Yeah.
He is her agent, and that's, you know, we first saw them together at the Super Bowl in February when she performed, and that's when fans spotted that they were a couple. They kissed, or someone caught it on camera. But, I think you're right, Kara. I mean, that's
kiss cam.
Kiss cam, yeah. But that certainly can happen, but he is her agent, and they have worked together for a while, so maybe they've already had a friendship kind of foundation.
Hmm.
But either way, congratulations.
A consolation prize, maybe, since she's been in poor health.
I guess, right?
They said, you know what, you're not feeling so hot, here's the ring. Well, congratulations. I mean, look, who are we to stand in the way of true romance? Although, maybe it's bad romance, I'm not sure about that. Lady Gaga engaged to her manager, Christian Carino. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, only around 260 people received their Tesla Model 3s last month out of the 500,000 that are waiting for them. But at the same time, Elon Musk is talking about going to Mars and rescuing Puerto Rico from its power grid problems. It appears that many of those 260 Model 3s may have been built by hand, although Elon did tweet out a video of the production line. Critics of the Model 3 say full completion of the orders may take as much as 3 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious largest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hour. It is the DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Dougie's out on vacation this week. In the meantime, Jen, Victoria, Kara, all holding down the fort. I'll be back next week. There's a story out now, and this one is pretty interesting. There's a Japanese firm that gives non-smokers extra holidays. The reason for this is that they figure employees that take smoke breaks are getting time off that non-smoking employees don't have. So they've tried to figure out exactly how much time that is to make things equitable for all of their employees. One Japanese firm says on average, each employee's smoke break lasts 15 minutes. So in order to even the playing field for non-smokers, they're giving them an extra 6 days of vacation time per year. I like this idea.
Six days, that's a lot.
The spokesman for the company, it really is. The spokesman for the company says, one of our non-smoking staff put a message in the company's suggestion box earlier in the year saying that smoking breaks were causing problems. The firm also hopes the scheme will create an incentive for the company's staff to quit smoking. The World Health Organization ranks Japan at the bottom of the list. This is pretty shocking. In anti-smoking regulations, according to the type of public places entirely smoke-free. So this is an interesting idea here. It's not uncommon in this country, or obviously in Japan, for corporations to want healthy employees. They want them to, in fact, a company that I work for, guys, gives out vitality points. So based on your health screening, you are scored so that they make it seem like it's sort of a competition between, a friendly competition between coworkers to improve their health and live their best possible life. One of the elements of that is smoking. Obviously, being a non-smoker helps you out quite a bit. And so if this Japanese firm decides to incentivize people from not smoking to give off extra time off, I mean, I think it's pretty darn distracting if you need somebody and they're outside taking a smoke break. Why not say, look, that guy gets to take 15 minutes now, but we'll start adding up those 15 minutes and you get to take some time off at the end of the year. I think it's a pretty good idea, actually.
I think it's really fair because I have been in situations where, you know, before I was on the air, I was in cubicle land. And, you know, then there were a few people in the department that I worked in who were, it just seemed like they were constantly on a smoke break. And when I'm sitting there putting in long hours at the cubicle and then, you know, and had these discussions with other fellow employees who were non-smokers as well, and it's like, well, you know, I get why. I've heard some bosses say, ideally, I mean, you can't, it's discrimination. You can't ask someone if they smoke or not during an interview, but I can understand why employees might want to, you know, try to figure out if someone's a smoker or not to hire a non-smoker. Non-smokers are more productive, and a lot of I've heard a lot of different management, you know, and HR people say, you know, it's an issue, and they don't know how to make it fair for the non-smokers. You can't discriminate against someone who is a smoker. Although, isn't that kind of weird that people, I feel like smokers just sort of take liberties with that, with breaks. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't, you don't ask your boss, right?
No, you just walk out.
No, and it's kind of odd, too, when you think about it, because I tend to think of, you know, smoking as a bit of an addiction. So if you got to take 15-minute breaks for any other addiction,
because I need a glass of wine?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm an alcoholic, so I need to go take a 15-minute break so I can drink a couple glasses of wine. That would be great. So maybe that would be a fair shake. Everyone else gets to take wine breaks during the day.
Wine breaks. I am all for that company policy. But it is interesting that this Japanese firm has basically added up how much time on average smokers are spending on smoke breaks and not working. And if it equals 6 days of paid vacation time, I mean, that should be a pretty eye-opening thing for smokers to realize, wow, I'm losing like a lot of time from my work, from my company, from my career potentially. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I do think you said something that's absolutely right, and that is that workers or that employers can't target workers who smoke. So this gives them an option to actually, you know, it just incentivize instead of penalize the system. It's not that these workers can't take smoke breaks, but, I mean, if someone told me, look, you can have 15 minutes on a Tuesday or every day for that matter, or you can take 6 days off at the end of the year, I mean, I'm going for the extra vacation days every single time.
Right. And now, Jen, as an employer, I mean, you and your dad run your business together. I mean, have you ever encountered something like that where you find it frustrating that someone's always on a smoke break?
Yes. Yeah. No, that's one of the most frustrating things, especially for a company that's our size. I mean, we're about 10 to 12 employees. So it's small, and everybody admittedly has lots of stuff to do, lots of responsibilities. And so when all of those wheels aren't spinning at the same time, I mean, you can feel it. And we do have a few smokers, but typically we have a couple of employees who take smoke breaks, but most of the time I think they smoke, you know, lunch or on a call, you know, by law in California, you're required to give a lunch break and 2 15-minute breaks. Mm-hmm. And they're all unpaid, but you have to make that time available. So I think most of our employees take care of any of their needs on those, in those moments, but
yeah.
We have a couple of employees who take a smoke break, but I will tell you, with the invent of these vapes, I mean, this is the other big smoking issue is whether or not the workplace should make vape pens legal or illegal to have while you're at your desk. And I know a lot of corporations are going back and forth on that. That was one of the reasons that the smoke break wasn't such a big deal for us at CRN, and that's because we had a lot of employees who would just use their vape pen at their desk.
That seems totally ridiculous. I don't know if I'm the only one in that boat, but that seems totally unacceptable to me.
And look, I love my coworkers, but that smell, that burnt cotton candy smell all the time, it's just, and you know, you still don't know. I mean, I know it's not supposed to be anything harmful, but they,
I feel like it's, you know, for the longest time when smoking first became a thing, people didn't think it was an issue. Everyone did it because they didn't think it was harmful or anything. And then we find out all these years later how terrible it is for you. And I feel like we're going to find out the same thing about vaping. Mm-hmm. You're inhaling chemicals still, so I don't see how that's good for you.
It's true.
And I don't see how it's good for anyone around you. And, you know, it's funny. A few years ago, soon after I started working here, and I was working on the weekend still, and I remember I came in, and one of our other coworkers was training someone. And I remember being so caught off guard because I didn't really know what vaping was then, but he had something behind his ear, and it was smoking. And I was like, is this guy just sitting in the studio with a cigarette smoking? Like this? I was like, when are we? Is this like the 1970s? But anyway, no, he had a vape pen, and it smelled so weird because it's this weird chemically fruit smell, and I think it's distracting. Yeah. They have these huge, big puffs of smoke every time it comes out, and I don't know. Yeah, that seems like you got to go outside for that one, too. And I would think you should get the same, you know, if someone in Japan was smoking a vape and going outside every, I don't know, a couple hours to do so.
Yeah, do they still get vacation time?
Yeah, they shouldn't, because to me, that's the same thing.
Yeah, and it's also interesting if you work in, you know, let's say you're in working in Tokyo or in New York City or in Los Angeles. If you're in any major city, a quote-unquote smoke break is a lot more involved because you have to wait for a bank of elevators. You have to stop at multiple floors. I mean, if you think about it, when I used to work at Sirius XM, we were on the 36th floor, and that took a long time just to get to the ground floor. And then smokers start smoking, and then to wait for the elevator to come back up, you're easily looking at 20 minutes each time.
Now, pumpkin pie is going to be all the rage over the next couple of weeks. Thanksgiving is upon us, but there is a big fundamental change happening to pumpkin pie. You will not believe this. It's 43 minutes past the hour. DJV Show.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big and take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, men's vests are just $14.39, juniors' boots are $27.99, and mini kitchen electrics are only $10.39. Plus, only at Kohl's, get Kohl's cash to spend on your next purchase. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy, get joy, this Saturday only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off are valid November 1st to 7th with promo code FROSTY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
As we age, we all notice our bodies changing. Isn't that right? I know I have noticed it. I don't have as much energy as I would like. I feel more fatigued than I want to. I've learned that the decrease in circulation is the reason for this. And if I start giving my body what it needs, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep myself feeling as great as I can as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beats. That's why you need Super Beats. Super Beats promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina. It'll stay with you all day long. Only Super Beats, made from beets grown to exacting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beats free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beats is working for you. Super Beats at DougLikesBeets.com. Doug Steffen here for Purity products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
All right. Also in the food news, guys, beets are great for you, and they'll do wonderful things to help support your healthy lifestyle. Pumpkin pie, maybe not so much, but it is just delicious anyway, so we give it a free pass. Now, there's a chef in Chicago at the, is it the Alinea, a Michelin-starred restaurant, Victoria? Is it Alinea? I think I'm saying that right.
It's either Alinea or Alinea. I don't know. One of the two.
It's probably Alinea. That sounds much fancier. All right. Well, they've invented a new take on pumpkin pie, which will be all the rage this month as we approach Thanksgiving. But it's not your traditional recipe. The chef there, Chef Simon Sevillas, has created a transparent pumpkin pie that sits on a pale blonde pie crust with a tiny dollop of whipped cream on top. If you look too quickly, you might even miss the pie itself. It's transparent. It resembles clear jello. The chef says that the gelatinous texture melts away in your mouth, leaving the flavor of pumpkin, cinnamon, ginger, and clove. No prices are listed for the creation, but the chef says that it'll be available for the rest of the year. Prices at Alinea, if we want to go there, average $300 per person, not including the alcohol. So if you want a more affordable way to enjoy pumpkin this fall, you might want to do like a pumpkin spice latte. Maybe there's some Edie's pumpkin ice cream, which could pair nicely with the pumpkin roll from Trader Joe's. You can do it a little cheaper. Mm-hmm. But it might be cool to see invisible pumpkin pie. Would you guys try this?
I mean, I've seen pictures of it, and it looks beautiful, but at the same time, it's that jello consistency I'm not really a fan of. I like pumpkin pie, like, the way it is. Leave pumpkin pie alone. I'm a traditionalist.
So do you know what it's made out of? Like, is it actually just jello that flavors infused into it?
That's what it seems like.
I feel like pumpkin pie, so I just made a few pumpkin pies last weekend for our Halloween party, and I feel like an important part of pumpkin pie is what it looks like, as goes for any food, that, you know, you want it to look appetizing in order to eat it. And I don't know. There's something about clear jello on top of a pie crust that just doesn't sound good.
Yeah,
you're right. And, you know, there's something about Michelin. I've actually had the pleasure of dining at a couple of Michelin star restaurants, and they're great. But so much of it is about the creative presentation more than about the actual food that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people are artists, and I would imagine that the serving of this pie is probably maybe even better than its bite, because it probably looks like whipped cream floating on top of pie crust, and there's nothing. I'm sure it's the cool wow factor more than it's the, oh my gosh, I have to have another slice factor.
Also, the tiniest dollop of whipped cream I've ever seen. Yeah. Like, isn't a tiny baby spoon.
We should post a picture of this on the Facebook page so everyone can see. I'll do that now. It's like a ghost pie. It's like you have to kind of look at it from different angles. It's like an ice cube with a dollop of whipped cream. $300 a person?
It's a lot. These Michelin star restaurants are no joke. All right, there's another bit of food and beverage news. Ladies, I know we all like a glass of wine. Well, Diet Empire Weight Watchers is getting into the wine business. They just announced a lower-calorie Sauvignon Blanc called Sense, which has fewer points per glass than a typical glass of wine. Now, it may seem sort of random as part of their brand extension until you see the raw data. Wine is the second most tracked beverage on Weight Watchers' app, coffee being the first. So the company partnered with California producer Truett Hirsch Winery, which makes wines for Trader Joe's, to create a wine that clocked in at just 3 points instead of 4. Good news. If you're on Weight Watchers, you can get more bang for your buck in the wine department. It's 50 past the hour, DJ V Show.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's the DJ V Show. I'm the V. I'm Victoria Keelan. That's Kara Schillen at our controls in our studio in Washington, D.C. Jen is off to her one of how many jobs she has now? 17, I think we count. And Dougie, of course, is on vacation in Italy. He'll be back next week. So in the meantime, the rest of us are holding down the fort and bringing you all the latest news. One of the most interesting stories that has come sort of on the heels of the hashtag MeToo campaign in light of the Harvey Weinstein allegations. Now we've got director Brett Ratner's got some pretty horrible stories about him. Dustin Hoffman has issued an apology. Kevin Spacey, his career really seems to be teetering at this point. And just the names just keep coming. And so at the recent Miss Peru pageant, the contestants used the platform to force judges and audience members to confront gender violence. And amid, there's so many allegations going on with, you know, just powerful men around the world. And so Peru decided, all these ladies got together and decided that during the part of the competition where they're expected to give their waist, hip, and bust sizes, think about that. Miss America, Miss Universe, Miss USA, none of those pageants have women standing on stage listing their measurements, yet the Miss Peru pageant, that's a part of the competition.
I was shocked when I read this yesterday because I had no idea that that was even a thing. I mean, why on earth would you have to have contestants who list what their measurements are? Like, wouldn't you just look at them?
You can obviously see it, but here's, let me tell you, with the Latino
wife. That phantom voice is the voice of our friend Rich McFadden.
Thank you.
He's hanging out with us while Doug's away.
Who is married to a Colombian. And let me tell you, beauty pageants are still a thing down there. And a big thing at that. It's like a Super Bowl for them. So they look at it in a totally different way than we do here.
I mean, it is sort of jarring when you think about it. These women are standing on stage in evening gowns and swimsuits, things like that, which is all the stuff that we expect. But standing there having to list your waist, hip, and bust size for the judges and for the audience, that seems crazy. So what the ladies did this year, which is really admirable, instead of listing those measurements, they decided to inject some statistics about gender violence in Peru. And there's some pretty startling numbers. So one contestant started it off, said, "My name is Camila Canacoba, and I represent the Department of Lima. My measurements are, there are 2,202 cases of femicide reported in the last 9 years in my country." And that started it off, and then every contestant stood up, said her name, and then gave a different statistic. Another stat was, more than 70% of women in Peru are victims of street harassment. 25% of girls and teenagers are abused in their schools. 65% of university women are assaulted by their partners. And these are just, you know, some of the statistics that came out. In the final round, contestants were asked how they would best help to end femicide in Peru. And the initiative, and they all had various answers, the initiative is part of a larger movement in Latin America, which is hashtag not one less. It's been started by Argentine feminists. More than 50,000 Peruvians joined in this protest in August. And it's become a real issue because the president of Peru's Women's Commission recently said that women were at fault for the rising rate of femicide, which I don't even understand how you can be in charge of the Women's Commission and that's your official statement, that women are the problem. I mean, clearly, these ladies in this pageant are onto something, and I think it's great that now everyone around the world is talking about what they did. And I think it's brave. It certainly is, you know, like Rich was saying, it's definitely a different take on the norm. But you know, there has to be a spotlight on this stuff.
Well.
the dissenting voice.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Totally agree. But I think they look at it down there that, I'll try to speak from my wife's perspective, that women still want to be, and not objectified, obviously, but they want to be looked at as women, and they want to be looked at as beautiful, and they want to be looked at as, but they also want to be looked at as capable of anything that they can do, but they still appreciate.
I think that
they are appreciated for being.
But I don't think that they're feeling appreciated when you look at these statistics. So there's a difference of being put on a pedestal and being a victim of femicide or abuse.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. It's a whole different outlook down there. I don't know. Maybe
it's very patriarchal too, which is part of the problem.
It definitely is. Yes.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.